Missouri Senate approves omnibus pro-life bill declaring state sanctuary of life. By Dr. Susan Berry on May 16, 2019. The Missouri Senate passed legislation Thursday that contained some of the nation's strongest safeguards for unborn babies and their mothers, including a ban on abortions from 8 weeks of pregnancy and a declaration that Missouri is to be a sanctuary of life. In recognition that God is the author of life, begins the Missouri Stands for the Unborn Act, HB 126, that State House Speaker Elijah Haar, R., labeled the strongest pro-life bill in the country. It is the intention of the General Assembly of the State of Missouri to defend the right to life of all humans, born and unborn, and to declare that the state and all of its political subdivisions are a sanctuary of life that protects pregnant women and their unborn children, the legislation states. This comprehensive, life-affirming legislation prohibits abortions once a heartbeat has been detected, prohibits abortions when a baby is capable of feeling pain, and would outlaw abortion in Missouri upon the reversal of Roe v. Wade, summarized State Senators Dave Schatz and Caleb Rodin in a joint statement. The bill's approval by the Republican-led State Senate, with a vote of 24-10, came just hours after Alabama Governor Kay Ivey, R., signed into law a bill that bans most abortions at any time during pregnancy, except those necessary in order to prevent a serious health risk to the unborn child's mother. The Missouri legislation now heads to the Republican-led House for approval, before it can go to the desk of Governor Mike Parson, also a Republican, who expressed support for it on Wednesday. Thanks to the leaders in the House and Senate, we have the opportunity to be one of the strongest pro-life states in the country, Parson said. The measure protects unborn babies from abortion beginning at 8 weeks of pregnancy, with exceptions for medical emergencies, but not for pregnancies resulting from rape or incest. Doctors who perform abortions after the 8-week period could face 5 to 15 years of jail time. Women who receive abortions after the 8th week of pregnancy would not be prosecuted. Additionally, if Roe v. Wade were to be overturned, Missouri's measure includes a complete ban on abortions except in cases of medical emergencies. The Missouri legislation also contains contingency plans if the courts block the proposed 8-week ban, including a range of bans from 14 to 20 weeks of pregnancy, and a ban on all abortions due to race, sex, or a diagnosis of Down syndrome. Polling released earlier this year by SBA List found that 82% of Missouri voters, including 66% of Democrats, 83% of independents, 83% of women, and 61% of those who identify as pro-choice voters, support a law prohibiting late-term abortions. The time for negotiations is over, said Missouri Senator Bob Onder, R., prior to the vote, adding. Every provision of the Missouri Stands for the Unborn Act is a provision that would protect innocent human life, protect pregnancy care centers and ensure that they get the resources they need to perform their valuable mission, and measures to protect the health and safety of Missouri women. State Senator Andrew Koenig, R., told NPR's Here and Now that there's a low risk of the possibility of Missouri women seeking less safe forms of abortion as a result of the legislation. The abortion rate is plummeting, even in places where there is access to abortion, and the Constitution says that every person has a right to life and it should be protected, he said. Some Missouri Senate Democrats described the language of the bill as extreme, reported NPR. This language 4 years ago would be unthinkable, said Democrat State Senator Lauren Arthur. But elections have consequences. And with new Supreme Court justices, there is a renewed attempt to overturn Roe v. Wade. And with that, there is a push in this legislature to pass what I would characterize as very extreme legislation.